Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Stroman with Progressive Ag Marketing. And Brian, I thought maybe we were going to see wheat bounce back here today, but we tried once and then failed and then went back to trading lower again.
You know, and I think a lot of that coming again from the pressure in the row crops, Randy, and then you've also got some harvest pressure coming into play in that spring wheat market. And then you look at the talk or more talk of wheat being shipped out of the Ukraine, and I think that added some weakness there today.
Sure. And then just cool weather pressuring the row crops.
You know, it is, and I think you look at the rain in the Midwest, that's adding some weakness to the corn. Again, some corn being shipped out of the Ukraine, and then crude oil trading down to levels down last seen the middle of last March. So I think that's adding some pressure there. And soybeans sharply lower again today with that cooler weather forecast. The meal and oil markets were under pressure, and then you've got economic concerns and possible trade tensions with China adding some additional weakness there.
Yeah. Technical selling too or not?
You know, I think there's some of that. You look at the markets, and as we work lower, you get some additional sell stops and certainly a downtrend in the market as well. And then you've got a larger yield estimate for soybeans and larger world stocks, I think maybe the second largest on record. So, again, I think that's limiting the buying interest as of now. And then that weather forecast is certainly critical here for the next couple of weeks as far as soybeans go.
Yeah. Cattle market had a nice day. Hog market had a tough day.
Yeah, you know, you look at the live cattle market and the charts are, you know, in a steady uptrend, the strength in the cash market offering support, and then, you know, tighter supplies as we move forward. You look at the live cattle again having, you know, triple-digit gains today, sharply higher feeder cattle trade with, again, a lot of strength in that cash market, good demand, and the pressure in the corn market. Lean hogs, you know, we saw some profit-taking, and as we hit new contract highs, I think last Thursday, the possible tensions again with China and exports have been sluggish. And again, I think that created some selling interest as far as the lean hogs go. Sounds like the packers are slowing some of those chain speeds just with the tight supplies, and that added some weakness today too as far as the lean hogs.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
You know, I think weather's going to be a big part of it here still for the next couple of weeks. We'll see how that plays out. The trade tensions with China, a lot of talk in that direction. We'll continue to monitor that and watch. I know that they did cut off beef and pork imports from New Zealand and Australia. A lot of concerns, again, that will they do that here in the U.S., not only for the meats but possibly grains as well. So we'll continue to watch that news.
Brian Stroman at Progressive Ag Marketing.